What's up, everybody? It's time for another dance chat with Coach Mickey, and today I am live from the Triumph Talent Competition in Independence, Missouri. We are going to go behind the scenes. I'm going to talk with our very own dancers and coaches in training about what this competition has been like so far, and we're going to get to talk with our graduating senior, Shambri Steele, as she is about ready to hit her very last competition of her dance career. So stay tuned. Right after these messages, we're going to get right into it live at this competition. Can't wait to have you join us today on Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. All right, guys, what's up? I am here standing with Madison. She's one of our dancers on our dance team, but today you're in coach mode. How's that feel?
I mean, it's pretty great. I like coaching, so.
Yeah, and Madison's been dancing with us for about, what, 2-3 years now?
This is my fourth, actually.
Is this your fourth year? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so today Shambri is dancing for the last time. Now, you got to dance with Shambri.
I did.
What was it? What was one of the routines that you remember the most with Shambri?
SOS.
SOS, and that was a jazz routine.
Yeah.
You guys were dressed up like what?
Disney princesses.
Yes, so they were dressed up like Disney characters, and what was your character?
I was the Little Mermaid.
Oh, do you remember what Shambri's was?
She was Snow White, wasn't she?
I think so, yes. And, you know, today is a very interesting day because it's the last time for Shambri to dance. Competition-wise, she's been here for several years. Do you have anything you want to say to Shambri today?
I just say, do your best. Yeah, do your best, and I don't know. I had it in my head, and then it just left. So.
Yes. Okay, so, and then today is also a big moment for you. You've been, like, coaching the juniors, and this is their last time doing their group dance. What's been the most frustrating routine that you've had to coach them with this year?
It's a tie between Crazy in Love and On a Boat.
So how do you think they're going to do with those?
Okay.
Yeah, that was Courtney. She interrupted us. That's right. We are live from the dance competition here at Triumph. So going back to that question I had, what was the most frustrating? You said it's between their hip hop and their jazz routine.
Yeah.
Which one do you think they're going to do the best with today?
Probably their hip hop. I think they got that one more down. But also the jazz has more energy, I think. Yeah.
Have you been really, like, inspired and impressed by how much they've changed in
I'm really proud of them. They've done a lot. They've stepped up, definitely.
Now, Madison also was a choreographer for some of these routines. How old are you, Madison?
16.
So she's 16 years old. She's choreographed a couple junior soloists. Mm-hmm. How many soloists do you have competing at this competition this weekend?
I have three.
And what are they and who are they?
I have a lyrical, it's Jessica Pelkey, she's doing. And then I have a musical theater, Savannah. And then Addie did a jazz.
And how do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to do great. They did great at the last competition.
So what is your hopes for them at this event?
I just hope that Triumph notices them a little more. Because last competition, they did great. But it wasn't really fair at the last competition.
Yeah, I felt like they got a little, like, kind of...
Yeah.
Like, they did... Their energy was amazing for first-time soloists ever, because none of them had competed before at that competition, and two of them had never competed, period, solo-wise.
Yeah.
So that was crazy, but I was super, super impressed with their energy and with their confidence on stage. They were crazy confident.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they'll pull that off again and do a great showing for you. Do you have anything you want to say to the girls?
Good luck. I love you all. And I'm proud of you no matter what. Just know that.
Okay. And then when we come right back, I'm going to be talking with some of the other CITs that we have working with us today. And also, I'm going to try and get Shambri when she's not busy getting ready for competition. Hopefully after her solos, you're going to get to hear from our graduating senior talking about what it's like been dancing with us and what it's like at her last competition of her career. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Number 5. Placement in that lineup, dance again from the dance spot. Fourth overall, working from Kim's Dance Company. third overall from Artistry in Motion Dance Company, it's Old Days. And our runner-up position in our Teen Novice Solo lineup is I Saw a Dragon from the Dance
All right, guys, we are back live at Triumph, and I'm sitting here with one of our other CITs. This is our very own Daytona.
Hi.
So Tona has been dancing with us since you were wee little. How old were you when you first started dancing?
I was 8.
So now you are, what, 15?
Yes.
15 years old. You've been dancing with us for about 7 years then. And now you are in, what, your third year as being a CIT?
Fourth
year she has been coaching. She choreographed quite a few of the routines for the babies this year, but you also assisted and helped coach all of the Emerald Company routines throughout the season. How do you feel like they're doing at their last competition so far?
I feel like they're doing pretty good. I think they're just blowing it out of the water and really giving their all for their last time competing these routines.
Yeah, what'd you think of yesterday? Like, that was so amazing yesterday in
they
that soloist bracket.
So good. Like, I'm so proud of them, especially Savannah.
Savannah was amazing. Yeah. And you're a huge musical theater. Like, that's your genre. Do you feel like she really encompasses that style of dance? Like, that's going to be her niche?
Oh, yeah, she does. Like, it's her personality.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, the key to musical theater. You have to have personality for it. It can't just be doing a routine to a musical theater song. There's got to be more to it. Like, what do you think is the most important things in a musical theater routine?
I think it's obviously, like, performance, and you have to add your own flair to it. You can't just go with it. You have to use your personality and who you are and use that on stage.
Yeah. So you are filling in today. Can you tell me what's happening, why you're in competition attire, and what's going on?
Well, one of our dancers had a senior trip to go on, so she kind of wasn't able to be here, so I had to fill in and learn these routines in a week.
So you had to learn, how many routines did you actually learn?
2.
So you're filling in for which routines?
Jazz and hip hop.
And how was that, like, learning those routines in a week?
It was pretty easy because I've done it before.
Yeah, yeah. So this isn't anything new for you, like having to jump in at the last minute, make changes, things like that. You're pretty used to that being on the Diamond Company. We've had to go through that quite a bit. How do you think the Emerald Company is going to be with you in the routine? Are they gonna, like, are they totally embracing you in it? How was that last practice?
Well, that last practice was pretty good because they kind of used me to their advantage. Like,
you think they rely on you a little bit more since you're a Diamond Company member? You have more experience.
Definitely.
Good.
They picked up on the facials and energy super quick after I hopped in.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good. So this is the last time that Shambri will be competing. She's been dancing at the studio for 4 years. She's graduating. You got to dance with her years ago. Do you remember what the routines were that you, like, stood out the most to you that you got to dance with her in?
What routines did I dance with Shambri in?
What I remember it was the one in when we did K-Spec, you were wearing the blue costumes, and I want to say it was that Temptation song. Do you remember that routine? Treat Her Like a Lady. Were you in that routine with
her? I had to jump in because they couldn't compete as, like, 6 people.
So once again, Tona had to pick up the pieces and jump in a routine. Is it kind of, like, surreal for you seeing these seniors graduate? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's honestly sad because I know how, like, their life will go and how they'll just, they will come back and, like, visit us, because many of them do. It's just sad because I've danced with them and spent years with them and watched them grow as people. So seeing them graduate is, like, a huge accomplishment.
And does it make you, like, kind of, like, see what's going to start happening to your Diamond Company? I mean, Carly graduates. She's the first Diamond Company member to graduate next year. How do you feel about all that? I mean, it's coming.
I'm not excited.
I'm definitely going to miss Carly when she graduates. She's definitely a piece of our puzzle to the Diamond Company.
And then next, it's just going to be one right after the other. It'll be Katie, Madison, I mean, and then it will be you. How do you feel about the fact that you, the end of your dance career as a dancer is coming?
It's actually very emotional for me because, like, this studio is my home and it's the only place I've ever known, so it's hard for me to move on from it.
Do you think that's why you're going to be coming back as a head full-on coach then?
Definitely.
You are trapped in this hole of the dance spot for life. I can definitely see that. Well, I want to just tell you, I'm really proud of you. I'm so thankful that you are here and that you are supporting these kids. I mean, it takes a lot to like jump in the last minute like that. And I just want to say congratulations to you and have a blast. Do you have anything you want to say to the girls today?
Just give it your all and do your best that you can because that's all we ask for.
All right, and that's it from Daytona. And we'll be coming right back after these messages. We're going to be talking with Katie, our other CIT. And I'm hoping I can get Shambri in here so that we can hear some words from our graduating senior today on our last day of Triumph National Talent Competition. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. All right, guys, welcome back. And we are here with Katie now, one of our other CITs. How's it going, Katie?
It's going good.
She's standing here holding Aubrey. Aubrey, have you been up Katie's butt all day? She's just totally ignoring. So how do you think the kids have been doing so far?
I think the first day did very well, and I'm really proud of them because they worked their butts off no matter if somebody were to cheat or if like anything would have happened. They're still working their butts off even to the second day of this competition. They're still working
Does that frustrate you? You mentioned something about cheating. Like, I can tell sometimes that it really gets under your skin when you see dancers from other studios that clearly are in the wrong division. Why does that bother you so bad?
It bothers me because I know my kids work their tails off just because they want to at least get in top 10, but they're too worried about getting first place. Knowing your kids are definitely better than being in the novice bracket.
Yeah, and novice is described as being like 2 hours or less a week, or, you know, no more than maybe 2 days of practice a week. And clearly when you're doing aerials and backhand springs and things like that, it takes more than just 2 days a week to learn how to do that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
So I understand your frustration. You're not alone in that. Now, Katie is not just a dancer on the Diamond Company. She's also the team's captain, which is basically the studio captain. But she's also a coach in training. And she's been doing it for how many years now have you been CIT?
When did I start?
I don't know. It's been a long time. It seems like it's been at least 4 years.
Something like that, yeah.
So yesterday, Katie choreographed a couple of routines. Is that right? Or were your solos today? Which solos did you choreograph?
I had two solos yesterday, which were Javay and Jaitlin. And they both got fifth and sixth, which I'm really proud of. And I can tell that both of them were very excited to place top 5 and top 10.
Yeah, that was huge. So, and then today you have another soloist. Is that right?
Yes, I have Molinex.
So, do you feel like you ever get in competition with your other CITs that are also like choreographing solos, or a competition with like Courtney and Madeline who also has solos?
Yes, definitely. I wouldn't say the other CITs. I would definitely say the coaches for sure, because like they've been doing it a lot longer and they just obviously know more than I do, but I'm still learning. And so I was like, it's good for myself and good for the kid that I taught, that knowing that I beat them.
So. No, but do you get kind of an ego boost that you're like, I beat your choreo,
right?
Courtney?
Oh, yeah.
So this is also a big moment for Shambri. Mm-hmm. She's been dancing with us for several years. You got to dance with her several years ago, and she's graduating. I mean, how is that affecting you? Because you're graduating in 2 years. Like,
I know. I don't want to talk about my year, but let's talk about Shambri's year because it's not me. I'm going to miss her a lot because she was also a great role model for me when I was younger. And for those other kids and even her team, I can see everybody looking up to her already. And I know the whole studio is going to miss her. And girl, I'm going to cry. but it's gonna be okay. And I hope you have a really good future and you kick some butt.
Yeah, Chambry has been amazing, an amazing leader for the Emerald Company. And I am definitely in the mix with the crying thing today. I think I'll probably shed a few tears right. on her last number today. Yeah. So do you have anything you want to say to the kids? This is their last competition of the season. Any last words of advice going into next year?
I wish you guys luck no matter what. And just be proud of yourself no matter what you guys get, because you deserve much more. And I know you're going to get there one day. So don't give up on yourself. Have fun with it no matter what. And I love you guys. And I can't wait to coach you guys next year as well.
Yay. All right. When we come right back, we'll be getting in some chit chat right here on Dance Chat with Coach Mickey with Chambry, one of our graduating seniors. We'll be right back after these messages.
I did great.
Want to see more of what's going on behind the scenes at a dance competition? Well, then look no further. Right there on YouTube, you can find us on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. That YouTube channel has nothing but great behind the scenes events of what it's really like being at a dance competition with our studio. So come check us out. Go to YouTube, click on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and don't forget to hit that bell notification so that every time we upload a video, you will get notified and get to see all the fun action first. All right, hope to see you there.
All right, guys, welcome back. I am here live at Triumph Dance Competition here in Independence, Missouri. And I am finally getting a chance to talk with our graduating senior, Chambry, today. And I'm really excited to like get her words of wisdom and how she's feeling. So let's get to it. Hey, Chambry, how's it going?
Good. I'm excited for this last competition. I'm a little sad, but I'm excited. So, yeah.
And Chambry, how long have you been dancing? Like your whole life?
Like 15 years.
That's a long time to be dancing. Now, when you started with us, when was that? Like 4 years ago that you started dancing with us? What did you think when you first came to the dance spot? Were you like kind of shocked? It was so different from what you experienced before?
Yeah, it was really different from what I had known before, like my old studio. Everybody like knew each other and loved each other and was like family, and that's a little bit different than like what I had before. And I was a big like change at first, but I did grow to really love it. So
now the competition world, had you ever competed before you came to the dance spot?
No, I always had audition competition teams, and I was never like old enough to really compete. At my old studio, you had to be like, you couldn't start competing until like eighth grade, so I never competed until I got here.
So what is the competition world like? I mean, for people out there that are maybe considering doing dance competition, like any words of advice you can give them about why they should make that change?
It's a lot different from just like recitals and stuff. It's a lot bigger commitment, but at the same time, it is so different, and I feel like it's a lot more rewarding, and other people get to see your stuff than just family members, and you feel like you really like committed to dance, and that's like a really big thing, and it feels really good.
So in the dance competition world, it can get highly competitive, of course. I mean, that's part of the reason why you would do it. But what are some of the positive things that you get from it, that it's not like, you know, about, I know it's hard for kids the first time they go out there, they'll lose and then they get really frustrated. What kind of words of advice can you give to someone about that when they're first starting out, how to stick through it, through those losing times?
Well, at the beginning, it is hard to lose, and you get like a lot more nerves and stuff because there's a lot more people, but that also helps you like just getting rid of those nerves. The first couple times you can't help it, and that's always how it's going to be. But as you work through that, that'll make you a much better dancer and a much better performer. And also it can bring you closer to like your dance friends and your teammates and your coaches and their families and all that stuff, and that's just so much more like rewarding.
That's awesome. So it's your graduating year. What are your plans for the future?
Next year, I'm going to Emporia State. I'm going to major in elementary education, and
I'm going to be a teacher.
Yep. I hope to one day work or teach at a school for the deaf. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So dance will actually help you out with that a lot. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. When I learned how to do sign language, I really felt like I was dancing. It's amazing. It's like another language again. That's what dance is for me. What are you going through? This is your last competition ever. How are you feeling right now? I mean, of course you're excited. You're about ready to go on stage, but what are some of the things that are going on the inside too?
Yeah, it's really sad. It's really hard because I'm trying to like stay positive because I know that there's a lot to come for my future and I'm excited for that. But at the same time, it's really hard to like say goodbye to something that's been such a big part of my life for so long. And honestly, the biggest thing, like, I thought it would be saying goodbye to dance because I had danced for 15 years, but the biggest thing is probably, like, my teammates and my coaches and, like, learning how to, like, let those things go as I leave.
Wow, yeah. And it's super hard for me because I can remember the first solo you ever did, I choreographed for you, and I was so highly impressed with her because she was, like, my first real ballerina that I ever had. So it was so awesome to finally see someone with that ballet technique get out there and like really encase the vision I always had wanted. And so seeing you get out there yesterday and doing your solos for the last time, I'm not gonna lie, I got really emotional like I am right now, but I'm so proud of you. And I really am so glad that you came to our studio and that you're leaving a legacy for us. So thank you very much for that. I'm sorry I got I can't help it. Is there anything you want to say to the kids or to your coaches as your final goodbye?
Yeah, I would say just for all of you, like coaches, teammates, kids, everybody, like just really embrace each other and everything that you're doing because like I feel like I really started to recognize all the things that were so important to me this last year instead of taking all those things in like the whole time I had been dancing, and I feel like I would have really felt more like connected to dance and to my teammates and everything in years past if I really would have thought about like at some point I'm gonna have to leave and like think about how this is going to be for like when I do leave. And so I think just thinking about that as you're going, no matter how young you are, that like at some point it's gonna be your last time and that this is really important and a big deal in your life now, and just taking that in and really embracing it.
That's awesome. All right, I have truly, truly enjoyed having us celebrate your last competition together, and I know the kids are. They're very excited about sharing it. For me also, I know Justice has told me that she is extremely like excited about getting to dance that last piece with you. Never Dance Again, which I think is a beautiful lyrical. I absolutely love that lyrical. But Justice and you got to do a duet together. Is there anything you want to say to Justice?
Oh my gosh, I love Justice so much. We don't really dance anymore together. She's on Diamond Company and it's just different, but I'm so excited to be able to dance with her like one last time because we did become so close from like our duet and we learned so much about each other, and I felt like we danced really well together, we worked really well together, and we talked a lot, and we just kind of became connected through that. And even though we don't dance together a lot, I feel like we still do have like that connection. So I'm really excited that she gets to be here like for my last goodbye dance. And yeah,
that's awesome. All right, thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast here, Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. And tune in next week when we're going to be live from Talent on Parade, our last regional competition of the year. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, Dance Spot Family Vlogs, because that's where you're going to see all the behind-the-scenes video footage of this awesome weekend celebrating Chambry's last competition of her season and of her career. So thanks again for joining us, and we will see you guys next week. Bye. Peace out. Say a peace out.
Bye, guys.
Bye.